There may be changes coming the next time someone is hosting the U105 phone-in. It might be a female. If we go by the headline in the Belfast Telegraph today, time now for Northern Ireland radio bosses to put more female voices into top slots. The time is now prime for this to happen, says an expert. Let me speak to Charlene Hegarty, who is an expert. Charlene, good morning.
Good morning, Frank. It's nice to talk to you.
It's lovely having you on, Charlene. You're involved with Women's Work, and you're one of the people who feel that the female voice is not represented enough on radio in Northern Ireland.
Yes, that appears to be the case at the moment, but something that the work that we do through the Women's Work Festival, which is a five-day festival dedicated to celebrating the contribution that females make to the music industry. Now, our pursuit here is to demonstrate the amount of amazingly talented females who are present already in the music industries across various different guises, from being live performance talent to being radio voices to being involved in the media to being involved in tour management. The list is quite exhaustive, but what our aim is to demonstrate the people that are doing it at the moment as a means to achieve better equality across the board. And one particular issue that we're examining this year is the lack of female voices within kind of primetime slots in Northern Ireland. And we're posing the question really and starting the conversation on that.
It's an interesting point, and there's an article in the Belfast Telegraph, as I say, today, but part of the article sort of contradicts itself, and I hope the writer, if it doesn't mind me saying that, David O'Dornan, great article and a well worth reading, but the whole thing is about a lack of women in prime spots, and then it names so many women who make major contributions to prime time radio on all the stations here. For example, The Breakfast Show on U105, we just had Denise as the co-presenter on it. There's a reference to Kate Conway, who works on Q Radio. There's a reference indeed to Rebecca McKinney, who's on Cool FM. Of course, there's Caroline Fleck, who's a well-known radio presenter with Downtown Radio. There's Kerry McLean on Radio Ulster. There's a reference to Karen Patterson on Radio Ulster. And the biggest snap of all is for Carolyn, who comes on after me here on the radio between 12 and 3. There, you know, we almost run out of names. I don't even see a reference to one of our other main presenters, Linda Cullen, who presents excellent radio here on U105. The list goes on and on. That's why I'm wondering why there's a concern about a shortage of female voices.
The list that you just read out is truly dynamic, and all the voices contained in that are really, really important. I think what we get whenever we look at where we're at in Northern Ireland at the minute compared to the UK is where we find that there's a change happening in the UK, and we want to make sure that that's positively reflected in Northern Ireland. So at the moment, on the breakfast primetime slots, there are women with their own shows who are engaged for the core purpose of playing and introducing music. And what we tend to find in Northern Ireland that the females are present in a co-anchor position as opposed to having their own show. Then you find that kind of women have shows in the evenings and sometimes the weekends. So the list that you read out is all present and correct. But what we're finding in the UK with the big massive overhaul that just happened across the BBC network, just one example, where Zoe Ball, Lauren Laverne, Marianne Hobbs, they've all got their own shows in the morning. And now that's something that I don't distinctly remember growing up as being as present. You know, you tune into the radio in the morning and more commonly you would find a male voice. And not that that's a problem overall, because the quest here is not to detract from anything. It's to achieve just equality so that a young female on her way to school in the morning with her mum in the car can tune in and hear that, oh, there's a woman on the radio. Perhaps that's a job option for me, rather than what we find was commonplace, where it would be the male voice. And maybe that can have a bit of an isolating effect.
I don't want to be in any way facetious here, but is it not possible that the women are too busy to do radio because they all seem to be doing TV?
Again, I don't believe that that's the the issue. Now, there has been quite a number of really, really good initiatives, stuff we're really in support of, with radio stations trying to put a call out to try and get more younger voices in and try and correct the gender imbalance. Now, what we're finding, the feedback from that is it's predominantly males applying for that position. So what we think then the reason for that is that even before the opportunities become available, that in the young female mind, or the mind of women or girls of any age, to be honest, is that that's a boy's job, or that's an opportunity that's more ripe for a male. And we don't really believe that that's true, because as you say, the roll call of examples of women and their dynamic voices that are currently on the radio, I think, shows a breathtaking opportunity for women and girls who maybe want to aspire. So what we're trying to do is really create visibility, create the conversation, figure out if there's more that we can do, and then look to a future where we've got a really, really good equal gender parity across daytime prime time slots on radio.
There used to be a very old-fashioned attitude years ago when I would have been a kid, that there would have been a sense that the listener preferred the male voice. Now, I never subscribed to that, I need to emphasise. But do you think some people still hold on to that old theory?
Again, I don't think so. I think that's kind of being exposed for it being maybe just an outdated theory, as opposed to based on any kind of form of evidence. You know, certainly from the early radio days, you know, you had, you know, the reassuring voices of a lot of males that, you know, you got to know because they were created, that position was created for them. They Kenny Everett, you know, Brian Matthew, John Peel was a major voice, you know, but those opportunities were available and that trust was there and built. I do think for the females that we have at the moment, you know, the different dynamics that are brought through the female voice are really, really important. So I don't think there's kind of anything anchored in any research or anything credible that would suggest that the female voice isn't as important on the radio as the male voice. But yeah, history does demonstrate something quite difficult, and that's the work we're doing at the minute, just to try and make sure, as I say, any young woman or girl who are listening to the radio, that they can see that as a potential opportunity and a source of employment for themselves in the future, because it's a really interesting and vital form of communication.
And you feel that Northern Ireland's playing catch-up to some extent, because you mention the network radio stations, and there are many examples, including Talk Sport, where there are outstanding female presenters as anchors on some of the major programmes, Five Lives, another example too, where women have really been to the fore in Five Live almost from day one. You think maybe the mindset of the employer in Northern Ireland needs to speed up to see women as equal to men when it comes to anchoring a role such as this one that I have?
Yeah, potentially. But again, I think there are a number of really good initiatives. It's important to celebrate that. You know, there are efforts being made by commercial broadcasters and public broadcasters to try and encourage more voices and really deal with the gender issue that they accept is there. Okay, so it is accepted that there is definitely a gender imbalance whenever you look at all the radio schedules in Northern Ireland at the moment. And so their response to that has been to create more opportunities and more initiatives. So what we're trying to do to kind of help that along is make sure that the conversation is present, because at the moment, if there's extra opportunities being created for women and women are not applying as much as men are, well, then that creates the understanding that the issue is before that stage. It's in the perception around whether is that a job for me. I was in Canada years ago with my partner, and I remember being really quite taken back by the fact that there was a lot of females working in the construction industry, like on the streets, working in building sites. Now, I had to, you know, think about why in my mind that resonated so deeply. But it was because in Northern Ireland, you don't see that. You don't see that very often. You tend to find that, you know, it's males. So the kind of psychological kind of reinforcement of that is maybe a young woman who wants to work in the construction industry in Northern Ireland has that extra hurdle. in front of them. So we're taking the kind of that model and that mode with radio and just making sure that the conversation is prevalent and prime, and we're making sure that anyone out there who's, you know, female born or female identifying who wants to have a radio career feels like that's an option for them, and there's various channels there. So our event is happening as a means of creating that connection point. So I'm really glad that we've got Mairead Campbell, who's originally from Belfast but is holding it down in BBC Radio 1 in London. We've got Lisa Favell from 89FM, and we've got Caroline Fleck from Downtown. It's really important that those strong voices and those experiences are brought in so that people on a day-to-day basis can meet with them, talk about their experiences, figure out how all of those women find their pathways into where they're at right now. And hopefully we hope the overall aim is that that will inspire other people to see it as a very valid opportunity for them.
Okay, and just very, very briefly, when is the festival?
Okay, so Women's Work runs from the 5th to the 9th of June. The full details of every event that we have is on womenswork.ni.co.uk. So it's all on the website. We have a range of events happening. There's, as you can imagine, lots of live performance events. But alongside that, we've got events like the Revolution Radio, where it's designed to encourage, empower and educate. A lot of our events are free to attend, or the barrier to entry isn't very high, i.e. we really strive to make it accessible for people. And important to note, Frank, Women's Work is not just for females, it's for everyone. Our efforts here are trying to create an equal playing field for women.
Okay.
But thankfully, in the past, men have come along and as allies to support that and support the amazing breadth of talent that we have here in Northern Ireland. So
lovely
stuff.
Thank
you so much for allowing me to come on and talk about it today. I appreciate it.
Not a bother. Charlene, that's brief, is it? Charlene, thank you.